can't hear them, we can't see them. Looked at Māori, Marae, Hapu, Iwi, the community and the government have been doing all the heavy lifting so far. That's not right, it's not fair. Connectivity and finances, look, they do well during lockdown, they do well out of lockdown. It just made sense to us that they need to come to the party and help some of our families out, particularly across Tamaki. Kids are having to learn at home, the internet, the Wi-Fi, power, all of those things. Small Māori businesses and whānau are having to keep up with their mortgage payments and leases and rents, and some of them have lost their jobs, don't get the same amount of money. So I think it's fair. I think it's they need to be a lot more charitable than what they have been. And look, I'm quite happy to be told, hey, they're doing a lot of work at the moment, but you haven't seen it. You're across the motu, across the quite a few things. I certainly haven't seen it. And it would be as simple as saying, hey, everyone, across the lockdown period, we're going to give you a relief from your mortgage payments. We're going to give you a relief from your rent, your leases. Spark and Vodafone, here's some free Wi-Fi for the family. It's not hard because, look, they've all made some big profits. And as I said, Claudette, during lockdown, these two particular sectors, they do all right. You might have a few blips in their numbers and their bottom lines, but blips not like some of our small Māori businesses are having to deal with. So I think it's fair, I think it's charitable, and I think it's the right thing for them to do, to meet with Taumata Kōrero so we can sit down and map out what's a way forward to help a lot of our family get through this lockdown, and then help them stand on their feet to carry on. Because even when we get out of lockdown, Claudette, there's going to be some who just won't make it. Sadly, some of our small Māori business fellas are on suicide watch, Claudette, and that's not flash, okay? These are the pressures that are on top of them all, especially around this time. So that's why we've got to push out to these particular sectors, the banking and the telco sector.
Absolutely. You know, it's a travesty, really. It's devastating to realise that actually some people, some organisations actually do make money out of other people's misery or grief. And in this particular situation, it's all our misery and grief being COVID-19, and those that are making money, profit out of our situation are those organisations like the telcos and the banks. So, morally... Not so much charitably, but morally, they would be bankrupt if they did not come to the party.
You're right. And look, the mums and dads and the small business owners are the ones who have the mortgage, the ones that use their phones, the ones that use the Wi-Fi, the internet to help them with their businesses. So without these people, their clients, as you say, they'd be headed too. So you're right. You use the word moral. I think that's probably the better word, Claudette, because particularly during this time, these people should be offering that type of help. Look, we shouldn't even be having this conversation, to be honest. The Crown, the government agencies, MSD and all the others, ourselves, the community groups, I mean, look at them. They're all out in the community doing what they can to get our whānau through across the vaccine line. But look, they've got to go home. Some of them have not got the wages that they're used to getting and they're struggling, but they still find the time to get out there and support their communities. So that's the mihi, and that's the wero to these groups. Come to Taumata Kōrero. Let's sit down. I had sent out an email to all the CEs from the telco groups, and I never got a response. I was really disappointed, to be honest. I would have thought this was a no-brainer. But at the moment, can't hear them, can't see them, don't know what they're doing, Claudette. So there's the whittle. There's the whittle to them. Come and talk to us.
And as you said, it's not going to make that much of a blip on their bottom line.
No, not really. Claudia, look, we all carry a cell phone in our pocket. Connectivity is a big thing for us, and we pay for the use of that stuff. And all of us, most of us, have got some sort of loan or mortgage or bills to pay. Just a bit of relief during this lockdown period. The government, Māori, our community cannot be the only ones doing the heavy lifting. The private sector need to come out on this one. And I feel for our small Māori businesses up here. They're doing it really hard. There's about 2,000 of them all together under Te Whariki doing their mahi, but they reached out to us because a lot of their whānau were finding their way to our sites for the food, and this is how we sort of started doing this discovery. So hopefully the message gets through, and these people will sort of front up and have some honest conversations about, hey, now that we're in this point, what can we do to make things better for these whānau, to provide a bit of relief? Even in retrospect, Claudette, anything's possible. Just need to have the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there is a sense that if you're a business owner, you've actually got a little bit of cushioning to help you through these kinds of situations. But actually, for a lot of our small business owners, it is virtually from day to day and from meal to meal in order to be able to float their business, let alone float their own households. And a lot of the households are actually floating the businesses through bank loans and things like that. So we don't actually, you know, we're all doing it tough, but the you know, those business people have got added pressure, I guess.
Well, I mean, behind the small business owner of, say, a chippy group, he's got 5 workers, and behind them, the 5 family. And, you know, some of these guys are stressing out because they can't pay their workers. Look, it's never ever going to be perfect, Claudette, but we all got to do the lifting here, not just part of it. And, you know, you can't come out of it and you can't be in it and throw stones or stand on the sideline and hope for the best and then expect the people who have suffered the most to keep propping them up and paying their bills and all of that stuff. Because finance and connectivity, they're so critical today for all of us. And that's why I say, lockdown, no lockdown, they come out okay. So you're right, Claudette, and I'll use that word again in the future, they have a moral obligation and ethical to come out, be open, be bold, be courageous about what they can do. So we're waiting. We'd love to have a conversation with these leaders to see what we can do to help our whānau, particularly up here in Tāmaki. Eh?
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for that, kōrero, and thank you very much to Taumata Kōrero for all your mahi. I just want to ask you another question. It's about the huge spike in positive cases, 45 yesterday, 19 today. A significant number of them are our whānau here in South Auckland, and a significant number of them in South Auckland have come from transitional temporary whare. We know where they are. A lot of them are in those boarding houses down Favona or Tāhuhu Way. They've got nowhere to isolate. That's the thing, eh?
It's not easy, Claudette, and look, it's a ritual at the whare. We watch the news at 1 o'clock, to see where the numbers are going. I sort of think those numbers are going to bounce around and keep doing what they're doing. The last outbreak, if you like, around transitional housing and all the rest of it, especially in Mangere, it's closing in on us. So we're having to be extra careful as well. For instance, everyone at the Marae had to be tested again. You know, we had a close contact. But you're dead right. Where do they go? What do they do? Te kahui tukaha sit on tamata kōrero. And you know what? Thankfully, they got into mobile testing probably about 3 weeks ago. Mobile vaccinations about 3 weeks ago. So they jumped ahead of the game pretty quick. But at the same time, when you have a cluster such as a transitional housing facility and the people in it, it's the news is never going to be good.